Part 3. How to Converse with God. When people learn to converse with God, everything changes. I've witnessed it firsthand, not just in my own life, but in the lives of others. I've seen people who once felt lost and disconnected experience a complete revival of their faith. I've watched destinies reignited, purposes restored, and lives transformed, all because they were willing to take a chance and dared to bring their questions to Him. And while you may not believe this is possible for you just yet, let me assure you of one unshakable truth. God always shows up. Always. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter how messy your past is or what doubts or struggles you're wrestling with right now. God speaks to people who feel unworthy, to those who believe their mistakes define them, and even to people who don't believe in Him at all. I've seen Him speak to the hopeful and the hopeless, to believers and skeptics alike. I've seen Him break through walls of the heartbroken, those who felt abandoned, overlooked, or forgotten by the world. God always shows up, and when He does, He brings His unrelenting, overwhelming love and His gentle, transformative power. But why? Because God knows things about you you don't yet know about yourself. Your spirit came from God. And it's more than just the breath of life. It contains the image of the fully realized person He created you to be. Just as an oak tree is contained within the acorn, you are whole, complete, and made perfect in Him. But as an acorn needs soil, water, and time to grow into its potential, you need the nurturing presence of the Holy Spirit to mature into the fullness of the person God designed you to be. This is why Christ went to the cross, to reconcile you back to the Father and to restore the relationship you were created for. Thanks to what Jesus accomplished, you have been made the very righteousness of God. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. Everything that once separated you from His presence was removed. So if you're struggling to draw near to Him, it's not because you're unworthy. Christ already made you worthy. The real issue is that many believers fail to see their worth, or they allow fear and past wounds to hold them back from intimacy with God. You are a child of God. When you enter into the relationship Jesus died to give you, you belong to Him. Every promise of God, every provision of the Father is available to you. His promises are more real, more certain, and more powerful than any circumstance or challenge you may face, but only if you accept them. If you don't allow yourself the privilege of experiencing the depth of His love, if you hold on to the misguided idea that God is distant or unapproachable, if you fail to grasp that the cross permanently removed the stain of sin and made you clean before Him, then you won't realize who you are to Him. This is why so many Christians struggle. They don't trust God because they don't truly know Him, and they don't know Him because they don't know themselves, their true spiritual identity as His children. If you don't know who you are spiritually, you won't know how to develop intimacy with the Father until you recover and claim your spiritual identity, the one God gave you. Your faith will remain shallow. You'll find yourself drifting, a passive observer in this life, rather than an active participant in your divine calling. You were created for so much more than you know. Your relationship with God isn't meant to be distant. You were created to walk in closeness with Him, to speak with Him, to hear from Him, and to know His heart just as He knows yours. This relationship is not optional. It is the very reason you exist. God is not an angry judge waiting to condemn you. He is not an indifferent deity watching from afar. He is not the uninvolved God that religion has so often painted Him to be. He is fully engaged. He is fully present. And He wants to be fully involved in every detail of your life. Yet far too many believers are leading lives of quiet desperation because they have never cultivated this kind of intimacy through the Holy Spirit. They have lost their sense of spiritual identity. But here's the truth. Christianity is not a self-improvement program. It's not about trying harder, doing better, or checking off religious boxes in an attempt to become more righteous. True transformation only comes through the Spirit. That's why this process will work for you. You don't need a particular religious background. You don't even need to believe that it will work for you. Skepticism, fear, doubt, Bring them all with you. All you need is a little curiosity. That's it. Turn off your inner critic for a moment and lean into the possibility that God is ready to speak directly to you. Because I assure you, He is. The question now is, are you? When you're ready, let's get started. Chapter 13. Your mind, your words, your reality. To understand how God communicates with us, we first need to recognize how we are designed to connect with Him. This understanding is central to building a framework for conversation with God, a framework that I believe will transform your relationship with Him. But let me tell you how I discovered this particular framework for myself. 2 years ago, I prayed for a practical way to help people build or deepen their personal, intimate relationship with God. While I've spent my life cultivating a close walk with Him, I found it challenging to help others find their way into that kind of intimacy. Most of us are taught to talk at God, presenting Him with a list of needs and desires rather than have a real two-way conversation. It was clear to me that what many people were missing wasn't necessarily faith, but connection. I wanted something simple and actionable that would guide people into that connection. Just 2 days after that prayer, I happened to stumble across a man named Ed Rush speaking on a webinar. I don't believe in coincidences. I believe in God's perfect timing. I hadn't heard of Ed before, but within 5 minutes of listening to him, I knew he had something I needed. Right then and there, while the webinar was still running, I opened another tab on my computer and downloaded his book, God Talks: How to Have a Friendship with God Even If You've Made a Million Mistakes. I read the entire book in a single day. It was a revelation. Ed's framework was clear, approachable, and deeply resonant with everything I'd experienced in my own walk with God. He had managed to articulate something I'd known in my spirit, but hadn't been able to put into words: a simple, practical process for connecting with God and hearing His voice. Not 4 weeks later, although I wasn't prepared for it, God created the opportunity for me to attend one of Ed's early God Talks Live events. I was excited to meet him in person, but what I found there went far beyond my expectations. The community I encountered at that event was unlike anything I'd ever experienced. These were kingdom-minded people, individuals driven by purpose and a desire to align their lives and businesses with God's will. They were there for something greater than themselves, and the atmosphere was alive with faith, freedom, and authenticity. What stood out most was how this group of people were unhindered by a religious mindset. They weren't bound by the typical dogmas I have so often experienced that dominate church business settings. Instead, they were focused on hearing directly from God for themselves. That focus created a powerful dynamic, a spirit-led connection that permeated every conversation and interaction. I can't fully describe in words what it felt like to be part of that event, but I can tell you it was real, transformative, and profoundly affecting. It reaffirmed what I already knew about what happens when people learn to converse with God. Lives change, barriers fall, and purposes are reignited. But this was remarkable to me in that I was seeing it in a business environment. Based on my own career, I've been the beneficiary of what God can do when you partner with Him in business, but I'd never experienced it in the context of a cohesive community of individuals who were committed to conversing with God about their commercial enterprises. I'll tell you this, if you get the opportunity to attend a God Talks Live event, don't miss it, whether you own a business or not. Ed himself was as genuine and grounded as I'd expected, and over time he became more than a mentor, he became a friend. His guidance and the God Talks framework have become a foundational part of my ministry and coaching. It's contributed to my own spiritual growth. Through this process, I've seen lives transformed, wounds healed, and destinies restored. And now I want to share this process with you. The Spirit Connection: How Your Mind Works. To understand how God communicates with us, we need to first understand how we are designed to connect with Him. Science tells us that the mind has two primary parts: the conscious mind, which focuses on immediate tasks and logic, and the subconscious mind, which processes problems, forms beliefs, and creates new pathways for learning. But there's also a third part of the mind, what Ed calls the superconscious mind, and what I call your spirit. Your spirit is the unique part of you that connects directly with God. Romans 8:16 says, "The Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children." This connection isn't just figurative, it's real. The Holy Spirit entwines with your spirit to confirm your divine relationship and restore the intimate connection God always intended for you to have. Unfortunately, life has a way of interfering with this connection. Trauma, negative experiences, poor teaching, and even your own self-doubt can shut down the connection to God that Christ restored. However, this connection can be reopened in a matter of minutes. Once restored, the possibilities are endless. The Spirit of God will work with your spirit to renew your mind, heal your heart, and bring clarity and direction to your life. Here's the incredible part. What could take years of effort and struggle can be resolved in moments when you're aligned with the Holy Spirit. Problems that seem insurmountable become manageable. Healing that feels impossible becomes reality. Transformation begins the moment you open yourself to His voice. Words that shape your life. The words we speak, whether aloud or in the quiet of our thoughts, are far more powerful than most people realize. Every word you say, intentionally or not, shapes the trajectory of your life. Words become the building blocks of your beliefs, your actions, and ultimately your outcomes. What's more, these words don't just hover at the surface of your consciousness. They sink deep into your subconscious mind, where they create what Ed calls contracts. But before we delve into contracts, let's first unpack the relationship between the conscious and subconscious minds, as understanding this dynamic is critical to fully grasping how your words influence your life. Your conscious mind is where your focus resides. It's the part of your mind that gets things done. It handles your logical thinking, planning, decision-making, and processing in the moment. You're using your conscious mind right now as you listen to this, analyze these words, and decide what they mean to you. Your subconscious mind, on the other hand, operates beneath the surface. It's the part of your mind responsible for identifying problems, finding solutions, and creating new neural pathways. Think of your subconscious as the autopilot system that manages the majority of your thoughts, behaviors, and reactions without your active awareness. It's always working in the background, guiding your habits, your emotions, and even your perceptions of the world. Most importantly, it operates based on the instructions it receives from your conscious mind, specifically, the words you use and the beliefs you hold. How contracts affect you. Here's where contracts come in. A contract is like an internal agreement or belief that gets embedded in your subconscious mind. Once formed, it becomes a guiding force in your life, dictating how you perceive yourself, how you interact with others, and how you respond to the world around you. Contracts are created by your conscious mind and are then sent to your subconscious as instructions. They're formed by the words you tell yourself, whether positive or negative, and by the beliefs you adopt about your identity, your worth, and your circumstances. For example, let's say you've faced rejection or failure in your life. You might begin to tell yourself, "I'm not good enough," or "I'll never succeed." Those words become a contract. Your subconscious mind processes those words as reality and begins to shape your thoughts, decisions, and actions to align with that belief. You start avoiding opportunities, doubting your abilities, or sabotaging your progress because your subconscious mind is working to fulfill the terms of the contract you've unknowingly written. Negative contracts versus positive contracts. There are two types of contracts, negative contracts and positive contracts. Negative contracts are formed when you internalize lies, fears, or limiting beliefs. They stem from negative experiences, traumas, or harmful words spoken to you or by you. For example, a parent says, "You'll never amount to anything," and the child internalizes that as truth. A teacher criticizes your efforts and you adopt the belief, "I'm not smart enough." A series of failures leads you to tell yourself, "I'm a failure." Each of these examples becomes a negative contract, and once that contract is embedded in your subconscious, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. You'll make decisions, you'll take actions that align with the belief, even if it's not true. But here's the good news. Positive contracts can undo and replace negative contracts. Positive contracts are formed when we internalize God's truth about who we are, truths that align with His Word and His promises. Positive contracts originate from the Spirit of God who speaks life, love, and purpose into us. They reshape how we see ourselves and the world. For instance, the negative contract says, "I'm not good enough." The positive contract says, "I am fearfully and wonderfully made." Psalm 139, verse 14. The negative contract says, "I'll never succeed." The positive contract says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Philippians 4, verse 13. The negative contract says, "I'm alone." The positive contract says, "God will never leave me nor forsake me." Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. Why words matter. Here's the critical point. Contracts, whether negative or positive, are formed by words. Your words have the power to bind you to lies or free you with truth. Yet so few people understand the immense power of their words or the influence they have over their lives. Think about the words you've spoken to yourself over the years. Are they words of hope, encouragement, and truth? Or are they words of doubt, fear, and limitation? If you've been telling yourself things like, "I'm not good enough," or "I'm a failure," or "things will never change," you've been writing contracts that keep you stuck. On the other hand, if you start speaking words of faith, love, and truth, words like, "God loves me," "I am capable," or "I can trust God's plan for my life," you'll begin writing positive contracts that align your subconscious mind with God's truth. And when your subconscious mind is aligned with God's truth, again, everything changes. One beauty of God's design is that negative contracts can be broken. Through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you can identify the lies you've believed, replace them with God's truth, and recode your mind with positive contracts. If you've been living under the negative contract, "I am alone," through the God Talks process, you bring this lie to God and He reveals the truth. "You are never alone. I have always been with you, and I always will be." That truth becomes your new positive contract. "I am never alone. God is with me, always." As you affirm divine truth by speaking it, writing it, and meditating on it, you reprogram your subconscious mind. Old negative contracts lose their power, and new positive contracts take root. These new and greater truths shape your thoughts, your actions, and your reality. Your words shape your world. Your words are not just sounds or fleeting thoughts. They are the building blocks of your natural life and existence. They shape your beliefs, your actions, and your destiny. Proverbs 18, verse 21 reminds us the tongue has the power of life and death. The words you speak to yourself and others have the power to create life or destroy it. If you want to change your life, start by changing your words. Speak truth, speak life, and speak God's promises over yourself. And when you do, the contracts in your mind begin to shift. Negative contracts lose their grip and positive contracts take root. This is the beginning of how the Holy Spirit transforms you from the inside out. The power of your words is a reflection of the power of God's Word. And when you align your words with His truth, there is no limit to what He can do in and through you. Let this be the day you begin to speak life, rewrite your contracts, and step into the fullness of who God created you to be. Now that you know this, you can undo all of your negative contracts, replace them with positive contracts, and change your world by changing your words. And the fastest, easiest way to do that is by replacing your old words with the words God gives you. The only thing left is for me to show you how to connect to God, to develop a dialogue so that you can ask and get answers to receive the powerful words He has for you. Now, things are about to get real.